Theater Thursday, and I'm glad that John O'Malley decided to hang out with us for a little bit. We'll talk some more safety and security issues and some international news in a little bit. Scott Santa's going to be here, too, so we can catch up with him as well. I want to tell you about a production of Corduroy that is it's going to be running at the Emerald Theater, the Emerald City Theater. My apologies, Jamal Howard is in studio with us. Hey, Jamal, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. You are the theater director over by there.
Yeah, I'm the artistic associate at Emerald City, and I directed Corduroy.
Now, tell me about this. I'm not familiar with this little bear and his button. I know I've heard the name before.
Yes.
Yes. Tell me about Corduroy.
Well, the play is based on the book by Don Freeman of the same name. Corduroy came out in 1968, so there are many generations of kids out there that know this story, and it's about this bear who has lost his button. He's a stuffed animal in a toy store, and he's looking for it so that he can go home with this little girl, Lisa, who really wants to take him home, but he has to find his button first.
Because she doesn't want a bear without a button?
Actually, it's the mom that doesn't want the bear without
Picky
a button.
Mom?
She's like, yeah, he's broken. You don't want a broken toy.
When was Corduroy written? I'm not familiar with this story.
1968.
So you're saying Toy Story stole the site. I'm kidding. Because the toys come to life when the store is closed.
Exactly. And he explores the department store and kind of, he finds everything new. He's very young at heart, and he doesn't know what his surroundings are, so he's interacting with things for the first time, and it's just delightful and so cute.
What drew you to this story for Emerald City Theater?
You know, it's really the heart of it.
Yeah.
Really at the heart, it's about friendship, and it's about home.
Oh.
And that, you know, home is kind of where you are loved, and that sort of feeling. And so the play has Lisa, the little girl who wants to bring him home. She's trying to convince her mom that she deserves to have him. She's responsible. And Corduroy's trying to find his button so he can have that friend that he saw at the beginning of the play. And that's pretty much it.
Again, the production of Corduroy is running Fridays at 10:30 a.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m. and 1 p.m., Sundays at 2, and it's running through April 20th at the Athenaeum Theater on the main stage, which is such a great space.
It's so exciting. I love that space.
And if people aren't familiar, it's over at Belmont and
It's Wellington and Southport and Lincoln.
Okay, that's what it is. Lincoln. That's what it is.
Yeah.
By the Army and Navy surplus store. I don't even know if that's still there. Is that still there, James?
Yeah.
I've gone in there for props before.
Yeah.
For some reason, I have vests. I don't know why. But I love that area, and that theater has so much energy because there's so many things going on there.
Yeah.
Where is the Emerald City Theater home? Because you guys do productions all over, don't you?
Yeah, we do productions in a couple of different places. We also partner with Broadway in Chicago at the Broadway Playhouse and do a show down there. We have our offices in the Athenaeum Theater.
Oh, nice.
So we're on the third floor, so it's really fun to do a show. This is our first time doing a show on the main stage in the Athenaeum. And so to have it in the same building that we also call home, it just feels real good.
On the weekdays, you're getting field trips.
Yes.
And how is that going?
Oh, it's so good. If you have not been to a TYA show, a Theater for Young Audiences show, with a room full of children just enjoying that show and reacting and yelling at the stage and all of that, you haven't really lived. I don't know what you're doing. There's nothing like being surrounded by kids who are surrounded by their peers so that they don't have, you know, those fears of like, oh, I can't talk because my parents right here, my grown-ups right there, they're going to just let it all out, and they're going to let you know their emotions, and they're going to react honestly, and it's so good having that energy in the house.
What grades are coming to see Corduroy?
You know, really like pre-K through like first, second grade.
Uh-huh.
We suggest the show for ages 3 and up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very physical show. It's acrobatic. It's clowning. There's a lot of nonverbal action. So there's a lot of different types of people that can enjoy the show. It's good for a lot of different age groups.
When you decided to do Corduroy, what are some of the elements that you had to envision, like how you're going to bring Corduroy to life?
Yeah, there's a lot of clowning, and it was like, how can we figure out how to put all these different areas of a department store on stage and make it feel real, but make it feel like you can just clown in it and anything could happen.
Right.
So honestly, you kind of start with the actors that you have. We had a great time casting this show, and we were very lucky to find extremely talented actor named Jean Claudio, and he's playing Corduroy, and he's an acrobat, he's a clown, he can do lots of different things. He's very expressive with his face. So in a lot of ways, we started with him and thought about what can you do and what can you bring to the table? And then we had a lot of fun going back and forth. I also have, I worked with Amanda Crockett, who was my circus and movement director. And we just had a great time collaborating on this show.
It sounds like you're having a blast. How big of a cast is this?
It's 6 people.
Okay, so that's a good, it's a nice tight group.
It's a nice tight group, and they're running around doing everything on stage.
So there are multiple roles for some of the castmates?
There are 2 actors that play these sort of clown mannequin type characters, okay. Kelsey Shipley and Averis Anderson, and they run around the stage like creating havoc. They're sort of like the department store's like energy is what we said they were, but they run around and they make things happen. They puppet the button. They just create a lot of tricks.
Oh, it sounds like such a blast! And you're originally from California, San Jose.
Yes, I am.
What brought you? Was it theater that brought you here?
Yes, but school. Uh-huh. I went to Loyola got a degree in theater and PR and advertising.
Uh-huh.
And I stayed because this is a really great theater city, and that's what I wanted to do. And I kept getting work and kept, you know, furthering my career and got into directing even more. I did it in college, but did it even more after that, and then found myself at Emerald City.
When you're directing a project and you are, you know, your focus is right on this production for children, you know, mm-hmm. you have to like sort of tap into a different part of the creativity, don't you?
You do.
The energy.
But it's also, you know, kids are still people. And they're really smart, obviously. And they pick up on anything. If anything, you have to be just even more on top of your game. Mm-hmm. You cannot like let anything go past those kids.
Oh, no doubt.
No,
they're honest critics, aren't
yes.
they? Yes.
Oh, super honest. Yeah.
And you've also done work with the children's program at the Beverly Arts Center on the South Side.
Yes.
I love that place.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the best.
Yeah. It's where I went right after college. I did like a handful of years there just constantly doing musicals, directing or choreographing them, and working in the surrounding schools too, and teaching dance classes and theater classes and working on the school shows. And
if somebody has a child that is interested in theater, how should a parent sort of encourage them to, you know, pursue at least see if they have a, you know, is it an improv class, maybe dance?
Yeah, I mean, any sort of performance art is great. Mm-hmm. At Emerald City, we have classes. We have an education program. So you can go to emeraldcitytheater.com and look up our class. We have a great summer camp program that's coming up. We're gearing up for that. And what's great about those summer camp classes is that they are in 2 weeks, 2 weeks at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So if your kid is into something, they can do it for 2 weeks and see if they want to do another one, or if that right. wasn't, you know, their thing, then cool, you did it, you tried something new. We also have classes for the little ones starting at ages 3.5.
Ooh.
So, and those are half day camps, so they go until like noon or so. And it's a nice, good way to see if kids are, you know, comfortable with it or not.
Yeah. John, have your kids gotten involved in theater?
Not really. My older ones, who are now off the payroll, they were a little bit involved in the theater early on. And then now the second little ones are all about sports.
Yeah, you know, it's funny.
But very theatrical.
I was hoping my son would do a little bit of both, right? Aren't we all, when yeah. we're young. I had hoped that Griffin would be a little bit of both, like sports and theater. But he knew what he, like, I took him to Emerald. There was one of the kids' theater groups, and I took him to watch, and he just wasn't feeling it, and I didn't want to make him do it. Same thing with baseball. Although he played for four seasons because mommy loves baseball. And, yeah. And I knew he was doing it for me at some point. But once they start throwing harder, you know, you got to get them out of the batter's box.
Yeah. And sports really is, they are performing in a certain extent, well, yeah, right? I mean,
one of the things with sports and theater, it's all about communication and teamwork. Like with theater, you have to work together. Otherwise, it's never going to happen. That's why I love theater in schools and education, arts education. It's all about learning how to communicate with each other and how to problem solve, because you all have a shared goal of telling a story, or in the case of sports, you know, winning the game. So there are a lot of similarities between the two, even though they seem like they're so opposite of each other.
We are hanging out with Jamal Howard, who is the artistic associate for the Emerald City Theater and director of the production Corduroy, which is running through April 20th, Fridays at 10:30 a.m., and then the morning Saturdays at 10:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. in the afternoon. They've got the Sunday performance at 2. You can go to emeraldcitytheater.com. That's theatre. I just like to let people know. So in case it, but if you type it in, you're bound to find it.
Yep.
And it's all going to be at the Athenaeum Theater on the main stage, which is located at 2936 North Southport Avenue. And I'm wondering, you know, when you you know, get into rehearsals and you guys are you know, prepping everything, you've got everything in place, you have this idea of how it's going to go, have there been anything you know, surprising along the way that you're like, oh, you know, that's something that once it's live, it sort of brings something different to, you know,
yeah,
to the foreground?
Yeah, I think and probably any show that I've rehearsed,
sure,
you do it in a rehearsal room and it's great, but you're doing it for the director and the stage manager and a couple of other people, and it's just like you're in this room and you're by yourself, it feels like. And then when you bring the audience in, it just springs to life and you get that energy back from them, and they're giving it to you, and it's just a really good time. Yeah, they're always fun times with kids in the audience. They will just shout out the randomest things or just the best. They will just viscerally react to what is happening. And in Corduroy, he's looking for his button. Right. So they're often ask or telling him, look, for the button's not there. It's over there. It's over there.
Oh,
so
no.
They're like screaming at him, trying to help him out. It's great. There's also a character called the Night Watchman, who's sort of like the foil of the show. He's the villain, in quotes, of the show. And they're all screaming no at him and just laughing at him whenever he falls over. It's a good time.
Well, it sounds like you're having a blast. I encourage everyone to check out this production. Take your kids to go see Corduroy running through April 20th, and go to emeraldcitytheater.com. Thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. I'd love to have you back anytime.
I would love to be
Be well out there. It's a little rainy out, so be safe. Thank you so much. People can find out about classes at the same website.
Yes, classes are at the same website.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Jamal Howard from Emerald City Theater. More in a moment on 720 WGN.